So let's try Don. Don in, I don't know where Don is. Don in Glendale.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on KPFK on Intervision with Michael Benner.
Good night, Michael. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Don. I'm doing better and better, thanks.
Good. Wow. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on over on the opposite side of the planet.
All right.
That foreign country that a bunch of our military men are currently stationed at.
You mean the United States of Iraq?
Yeah, that would be the country I was referring to, yeah. It's very troubling what continues to happen. Apparently, you know, Americans are being killed over there at the rate of about one per day.
Yep.
And
I believe 40 since George Bush said the war was over.
Yeah. And it's very troubling. And also as troubling as some of the rhetoric that I've heard recently. Like, for example, the vice president gave a speech a few weeks ago, and he, you know, they're calling this invasion, they're calling it a battle, the battle of Iraq. And they're saying that it's just part of a bigger war on terror.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just symptomatic of a lot of the doublespeak that accompanies war. And, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, different ways to try to, you know, point to the truth and to try to show people, you know, what's going on, because, you know, the war has fallen back in priority on the on the mainstream news. You know, they talk about it a little bit, but it's not like when it was raging. But you know, I'm coming up against trying to figure out how to most effectively utilize the small capacity that I have to affect others in a positive way. And I keep coming back to, like, the internet and trying to think of ways of, you know, using the internet as a metaphor for global communication. You know, for example, things would probably be a lot better in Iraq right now if the majority of the troops that went there learned Arabic before they left. So they could talk to people over there and say, hey, look, calm down, you know, we're here to help you, or whatever it is, instead of simply pointing their guns at them or something like that. But, you know, if we can enhance the overall global communication, then future wars would hopefully be unnecessary, because we could just talk them out, ideally, anyway. What do you think about that?
Well, it makes sense. I think it's a very good idea. I think it's reasonable. I think that I really like the idea of using the internet. I don't think any of us really appreciates the power of the internet. This incredible anti-war movement this past spring, popping up all over the world, millions and millions and millions of people, that had to be, by and large, the result of internet communication. And so we should be celebrating that and using that more. It's just an absolute miracle. I have a friend who is an avid science fiction reader, and he says to me, he assures me that all of our modern high-tech devices, even the computer itself, have been foreseen by science fiction writers, all but the internet. He says he can't find anything in science fiction that saw the internet coming. The idea that we've got, like, an extension of our central nervous system that not just metaphysically but physically touches all other human beings. That's pretty, or anybody with a computer, and that's a lot of folks. So, but I know sometimes I feel like a broken record, Don, because personally, and I don't want to dissuade you from going in other directions, but personally, I always come back to eliminating fear. And whatever form that takes, that's just, to me, fear and ignorance is behind every problem that exists. That includes war. And, you know, when somebody says love is the answer, whether it's, you know, John the gospel writer, God is love, or the Beatles, all you need is love, or, all, you know, we've heard it all of our lives, that needs to be understood, I think, is fearlessness, a quality of consciousness, a degree of enhanced awareness that will allow people at some point to get to the place that you and I apparently have arrived at, which is like war. Well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. That just makes things worse. Why would you want to do that? And when some significant number of people arrive at that level of fearlessness, then things will take care of themselves. But how to promote fearlessness is always the question.
Well, we could use the internet to promote it.
Sure.
And to promote, you know, new ideas and new ways of thinking and you know, higher consciousness and set examples of fearlessness and being, you know, coming from a place of fearlessness to basically say whatever you want, whatever you think is the truth of the matter, to speak your mind, you know, have free speech. And
well, if we don't move forward, we'll either stay where we are, which is unlikely, or slide back into another dark age. And it looks, if you look at history, we know of at least one in Europe, in Western civilization, one very long period from shortly after the time of Christ until about the 10th or 11th century, the so-called Dark Ages. And that was primarily because the church took over the idea of running things. The church became the government, or the government was the church. And so if fundamentalists take over, which is the case with the Bush administration, this is scarier even than Reagan. I was doing talk shows when Reagan was in office, and 1984, George Orwell's book, and we thought, oh my God, it's here, Reagan's in office, the bombing starts in 5 minutes, limited nuclear war, how could it be worse? Well, George W. starts, in every department of the federal government, the day starts with a prayer meeting. We got an attorney general that speaks in tongues and thinks dancing should be illegal. In many ways, it is the 5th century again in Washington. And it's very spooky in an age of supposed enlightenment. We're supposed to be prosecuting people for hate crimes. Now, hate criminals have talk shows. So it's one of those crossroad periods, and I think it could go either way. We were talking about Timothy Leary last week, and I was reminded of the time I asked him on the radio if he was a positive thinker, and he said, well, of course, what choice do I have? And that's sort of where I think you and I need to go, and others listening now. We don't really have a choice but to be aware of the potential of sliding into a dark age, but nevertheless, think positively and work tirelessly to bring light to a very dark situation.
Well, as a parting shot, I'd like to say that reinforce the idea that if the best way to control people is to scare them, then the best way to free people is to remove their fear,
take their
fear away.
That's exactly it.
Yep. And thanks for having my call tonight, Michael.
Thank you, Don. Nice hearing from you.
Good night.
So long.